I have with me here in the studio right now, Darian Meisner. She's one of the three 4th of July Queen candidates for this year. Hi, Darian.
Hi.
So your life has been quite busy these past few weeks. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. It's been very crazy trying to get everything done and running smoothly, but my team and I have been working very hard, and it's a lot of fun to do that.
So tell me a little bit about the kickoff. What happened for you there?
I had to make a speech, and I was really nervous, but I like speeches that are short and fast and to the point and kind of funny, so that was what kind of went with, but all my family and friends were there to support me.
How about your first few weeks doing the food booth? That is a ton of work.
Oh, yeah, definitely a ton of work. I definitely could not have done it without all the people there every day. I have a lot of friends that have been helping me and my family that are there every day helping me.
Very neat. So what kinds of stuff have you been doing these past few weeks then with the food booth? What kind of preparation, everything has it taken?
It takes about, we get there about 8 o'clock in the morning and start cutting all the food up and getting everything ready, setting the booth up. I call her Mini-Me. She's my little helper. Tara Stutz helps me, and she pretty much shadows me and helps me get everything done and reminds me of stuff. I forget everything, so she helps me with that. Then we close about 3 and clean up and prepare for the next day. So, yeah.
You've got some early mornings as well on the weekends, right?
Oh, yeah. We do breakfast burritos on Friday and Saturday. This is our last weekend to do it. We sold out both last time, so we're going to make extra, a lot more this time. And it's today, Thursday? Yeah. So tomorrow and on Saturday, we are going to be having breakfast burritos starting at 5:30 in the morning. And they're delicious.
What's in them?
I don't know the seasoning because it's my grandma's secret recipe, so I don't even know. But it has like eggs and ham and peppers, and it's not spicy, but it's delicious.
Sounds really good. What time do you get there for those early morning openings?
An hour before, so we'll be there about 4:30.
Good luck waking up for those.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this next week. What can we expect to see at your booth?
Next week, we have Philly cheese and French dips on Monday, lasagna on Tuesday, hot crab salad on Wednesday, and chicken parmesan on Thursday, and buffalo chicken wings on Friday.
And you said one of those was a menu change. Is that for next week or is that for a later time?
The 12th, we were supposed to be having enchiladas made by my Aunt Michelle, but she just found out that she has to leave town. So we're actually going to change that to the 27th, and we were going to have wraps on the 27th, but we're actually going to completely take that out. So on the 12th, we're going to have more halibut and french fries, and on the 27th, we're going to have the homemade enchiladas.
So now I might be the only person in town asking you for this stuff, but I'm a vegetarian. So do you guys have any options for vegetarians at your booth?
We do. A lot of things that people like are fry bread. It's delicious. But we also do haystacks. And they have chili on it, but you can get like the Fritos and just everything else with it. So that's one thing you can do. We also have a very good variety of vegetarian salads. Really good.
Like so, what are in some of those salads?
Today we had corn salad. It was just corn and cheese and ranch dressing and jalapenos. It was really good. And we do a lot of pasta salad, so I like those a lot too.
And in terms of ticket sales, how's that been going for you so far?
It's been going all right. I like selling tickets, so I like to show up at people's houses, and everybody's pretty excited that I've been stopping by, because some of them haven't got hit in a couple years. So my plan is to hit all of them.
How are you doing that?
I have my little helper, Tara Stutz. She goes with me, and we split up and hit an area. So I definitely couldn't do it without her. She helps me out a lot. I also have Ashley Allen has some tickets, and Corey, my cousin, does too. So I'm just pass out tickets to some people, and we're all working together to get it done.
Now, is there anything else you'd like to mention in this?
I'd like to say thank you to everybody that's been helping me, my 5 sponsors, all of my supporters, and everybody that's donated food. It takes a lot to do that. And I'm just very thankful for everybody that's been helping me. My mom and my dad are there nonstop, helping me and keeping me organized. Katrina Otteson, my ticket manager, and Mike Otteson, they help me every day with anything I need. And my grandma Cinda is my raffle manager, and she's been helping me with everything, and I'm just really thankful for that. I also like to thank Tara Stutz for all the work that she does, and Corey and Gokachia and Jasmine Meyer have been there helping me nonstop as well, and just everybody that's been helping in the booth. And for anybody that I've forgotten, I am tired. I can't remember everybody's names right now, but everybody that's helped me is a big part of this.
The final question I'll ask you is, this story is going to be running on Friday. What have you got on your plan for Friday?
We have the breakfast burritos bright and early, and we have pork chop sandwiches, delicious, made by Doug McCloskey, and we have coleslaw too. So that's what we're doing. We also do late night burgers starting at 10 to 2 o'clock in the morning. We will be there serving the late night burgers and fry bread. So anybody that wants to come down, it'll be awesome.
So you close at 2 and you open at 5?
Basically.
Do you sleep?
No. There's All right. not any time for sleep. Not really. I get like a nap every now and then, but I can sleep when this is over.
And you still manage to look perky and friendly and everything like that.
Yes, I'm working on it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with this next week.
All right, thanks. Bye.